Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this awesome psalm that just speaks about your goodness and your greatness in forming everything on this earth and making this earth for us to know, get to know you and walk with you. And we appreciate that, Lord. Bless the psalm to us, Father God. Enlighten, open our eyes what we need to see in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 104, verses 1 to 6, but I think we need to go on to 7, my sweetie, because it talks about the deep covering the mountains, but then God brings it down. And so it's speaking about the creation. But just do verse 1 and let me talk, and then you can read on.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty.
Hallelujah. There's just so much just in this first little verse here. Bless the Lord. It's to kneel down and adore. Why? Because he kneeled down and adored us at the beginning. He blessed the seventh day. He blessed mankind. And it's so good to, not so good, but it was so sad that man fell in Adam. But then again, we see the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on behalf of mankind to bring make a way, a highway, a way of salvation for us. After they've done that, you've got the beautiful Psalm, ach, not Psalm, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, where we are now blessed with every spiritual blessings. And it says why? Because God was pleased to bless us. God was pleased that we have been blessed, because that's now he's pleased because he's done everything again now. I think of the prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You see, his name for a time in the fall was not hallowed because mankind couldn't be what they were supposed to be. But praise God, now God is blessed because we can be, amen, what we supposed to be. And that's what we've got to wake up to, because this earth is the home that he made. We were predestined in Christ, and then he came and he made this world. So this world was made so that we can get to know our heavenly family, what we were birthed into, and then find ourselves in that, in fellowship, in obedience. But we lost it. But praise God, it's been given back. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy is blessed in all provision has been made for us, just as he predestined us before the foundation of the earth in Christ Jesus. Amen. So nice. Then to the next part of the verse says, bless the Lord, O my soul. My soul, your soul is your will, intellect, and emotions. And it's so beautiful when we look at our master copy, what we were predestined in Christ, and then we were won back in Christ, and we see his life when he entered into this world. Sorry, he said, your will be done. Amen. He was there to live out the will of the Godhead. And then at his biggest challenge again, we see when he had to die for us, he said, take this cup away, but not my will, your will. So again, we see he lived in the will of God from coming, from birth, right through his life, right to the end, where he paid the price for you and me, so that the will of God can be made available for us all. So it's not about our will. It's making the Almighty, making room for the Godhead, the family, just as a child. He gets born into a house to be obedient to his parents and develop on schedule. And it's the same with us. So our will, our intellect, again, we see in Jesus, where we what intellect did he have? Hey, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna No, he says, my Father is with me. He tells me what to do and what to say. So it's your intellect, all the wisdom that you gather needs to come from the throne room so that you can play a part in bringing about the kingdom. And then you know you secure the God. This earth is like a house that we've had the privilege of being born into. But this house is being cleansed. Are you worthy to be eternally with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the kingdom, or aren't you? You can count yourself unworthy if you still pursue your own will, your own intellect, and your own emotions. We need to be have died in Christ, because He died for us so that we can live now in Christ, too busy with the good to do the bad. And the righteous live by faith, and faith is a gift from God. Amen. So be blessed as you listen to the rest of the psalm here and just see this beautiful God handcrafting and making this earth beautiful for us to find Him and make a choice. Make a choice. Find Him or don't find Him. Find your life or don't, or lose your life. He who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake will find it.
He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. He set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke.
At your rebuke they fled. At the sound of your thunder they took to flight. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful creation. And work in us. Give us the desire and the strength to uphold it and to keep it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.